I was the DEA special agent that exposed DEA running drugs into America for fast and furious guns going south. Because personal liberty is insured by personal weaponry. The deep state faked an investigation, a phony report, then leaked fake news to the propaganda press to discredit me, just like they did to Trump. But after all their lies and schemes, I was never convicted of anything, and neither will Trump be. But what the deep state and fake news is doing to Trump, they did to me. But they're not really after me or him. They're after you. But until Trump, nobody took on the deep state. Until me, nobody exposed them. Now together, we are restoring our republic. This is the Prather Point. Hey, everybody. Jeff Prather here in the Perfection Auto Works Studios, ex-DIA branch chief, ex-special operations soldier, ex-DEA special agent, federal firearms instructor, martial arts master, now your intelligence officer. Exposing the deep state and getting rid of fake news. So support patriotism and Tucson small business at Perfection Auto Works with my first and most passionate sponsor, Mike Embry at 1046 North Beverly Avenue, 323-8650, or go to perfectionautoworks.com. He's right there at Beverly and Speedway on the corner there, just south, on the southeast corner. The lot's always full whenever I go in there. And there's a reason for that. That's because he's got people bringing him cars from as far away as California and probably even further. Subscribe and support the show at jeffreyprather.com. JeffreyPrather.com. That's R-E-Y. And you can subscribe and get the podcast there. You can support the show. Appreciate the donations. You can read my book about border terror in my ebook, Chase, which is on Amazon. That was going to be a script with Val Kilmer, who had called me, and Wes Studi, but that fell through, so I made it into an ebook. And you can read my true journey of spiritual adulthood right here in Tucson with an Apache medicine man, Philip Cassador. It's on Amazon. It's called Initiation, Boys Are Born, Men Are Trained. Great, great book. Very different from the show, by the way. You can learn to defend yourself at my dojo, BujinkanUSA.com, BujinkanUSA.com. It's been in town since 1990, almost as long as Perfection Auto Works has been since, I think, 94, 95. And you can check out warriorschool.com. I'm teaching equine therapy. I'm teaching handgun martial arts, security classes going on right now. And if you can't come and train with me, you can always get my DVDs. They're on Amazon, from the Prather War Buoy to my handgun martial arts to all my many DVDs that used to sell in Army Air Force Exchange stores worldwide. So a lot to cover today. But I wanted to make a correction Charles asked me to make, and that is that I had misspoken and said that Oliver North went to jail, and I wanted to make a point to saying that Oliver North did not go to jail or prison. His his sentence was commuted, I believe, or I guess if I get that wrong, Charles can call in and correct me. But what I was trying to say was, back in the day when I was inside a deep tunnel inside of Panama, and I sat behind Colonel Fry, the SOC South commander, who I was working a covert project for about the Contras. This was fitting into my background in covert operations. And the new SYNC South, Commander-in-Chief Southcom, had come in. And the first, we had to cut our hair and put on our uniforms and put on our berets and sit behind the SOC South commander, because the concern was that we were going to end up before Congress just like Oliver North had. And the answer there was, no, we weren't, because we were doing what we were chartered to do. So that was what I was trying to get at, and I certainly don't want to impugn Charles. He's a great friend and has a great show and has been a great help to me here, and I don't want to impugn Oliver North. But that's what they were asking was, hey, are we going to get in trouble like Oliver North? And the answer was, nope, we're doing exactly what we're chartered to do. Everything we were doing was legal. Also, quick shout-out to Tyler's Coffee. I just met this 30-something. He was asking me the other day about lots of questions, and I was really heartened to see a 30-something so informed about what's going on. So they're pretty new, tylerscoffees.com, but that's pretty cool. They gave me a cup of coffee, and we were talking about deep state and fake news and all that stuff. And I'm always heartened when I see people doing that, because so many times I talk to people and I say Fast and Furious, and I think it's a movie, and I just about I roll my eyes and I'm like, don't tell me it's a movie. God, you should know. You're going to get the government that you tolerate and the country that you deserve. So you got to be involved. That's why Charles' show is so important. That's why Mike Emery sponsors me. That's why I'm doing this. I'm continuing to serve my country, although I'm getting up there in years. So a lot to cover today, and I want to get right into it. But you can always call in at 520-790-2040. So thought it was real interesting, first off, that Bloomberg spent $500 million. And it's funny because the Dems can't do math, because if they gave everybody in the United States $1 million, that would have covered it. And that's not correct at all. It would have been like $1.75 or something. The Dems also can't do math. But why am I not surprised? Because they're a product of 40, 50 years of democratic socialist dumbing down education. But if Bloomberg couldn't get on the ticket and spent $500 million, then my question is, how did the Russians influence the 2016 elections when they only spent about $250,000 on Facebook ads? Because that doesn't make sense. Oh, it's the script. I forgot. Yeah. So, again, the math doesn't work. Just like the math with socialist countries, Bernie, 75 to 100 million killed in China, and 25 to 30 million killed in the Soviet Union. But again, their math doesn't add up as well. And, Biden, you never know. Now he just said, we can't beat Trump. And he mixed up his wife and his sister, and doesn't know where he's at. And he is unstable. That's very clear. But why are they backing him? They're backing him because he's a deep state puppet. He will say he needs the cue cards or the what did Obama use, those
teleprompter.
Teleprompters all the time. Obama with his power thumb with his teleprompters, where Trump will just speak off the cuff. Thanks, Kent. But what everybody's saying, and this is even, it's great because citizen journalism, like I'm doing, is now reaching finally the propaganda press, the mainstream media, and Biden is just a placeholder because, he's fading fast. Who's he a placeholder for? Well, probably Hillary Clinton. Why? Because the deep state is getting very nervous because Trump investigations are bearing fruit. So, Kent, guess who was on CNN this morning?
Missed it.
Hillary Clinton. And guess what the Fareed was asking her? Hey, who are you going to endorse? And she said, well, I'm not going to endorse Sanders, but I'm not going to say him. There's only two. So it looks like this is a play to get back in office. Why? Because she's lost twice, just like Biden's lost twice. Because they've got to get back control of all the criminality that they've done through the deep state, through the intelligence community, through the DOJ, because that's going to come out and people are going to start going to jail. In fact, the indictments have started. And I will get to those right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Artwork Studios. Right back with you. Charles is cranky. I'm waiting, Charles. Charles is... Thought you were a professional.
I am not cranky.
Thought you were a professional. Man. Okay. So anyway, he's not cranky. He says so. Being cranky. All right. So what have we all been waiting for forever? We're sick of the talk, right? Mike's always telling me this too. So Mike, I hope you're listening. So where are the indictments? Of course, there's lots of lists of, there's maps of thousands of sealed indictments everywhere. But they could be for anything. And of course, I'm going to get a deep dive into this, today. But there is actually finally, an indictment. Obama's DHS, Department of Homeland Security, Inspector General. That's the guy who's supposed to make sure everything's on the up and up. Although I can tell you, OPR, Officer Professional Responsibility, and IGs are the most corrupt of government, agencies, has been indicted on 16 counts for attempting to defraud the United States government. So that is hugely significant because finally there is an unsealed indictment of an Obama major player. And DHS is, you know, after the DOD, Department of Defense, and after the intelligence community, the DHS is the largest entity out there, huge budget. And it came into being after 9/11. It had been on the books. The report had been around. I had seen it. It'd been sitting around since January. And after 9/11, in the following months, they grabbed it off the shelf. They didn't really do anything to it. They just enacted it in court, of course, and threw it in there. And they gave those guys, they let them, those, that's TSA, you know, TSA, the guys that have a 99% failure rate on all their tests, you know, everybody's had fun with the, going through the TSA crap, you know, where they say, if you see something, say something. But if you see us doing something wrong, don't say anything, because we'll come to your house with agents and intimidate you. So this is hugely significant, though, because this is now the beginning, hopefully, of many more indictments. And we've seen a lot of indictments. So we've seen indictments in the education community, in the liberal colleges. We've seen indictments out of Harvard. Lieberman as a Chinese spy with a COVID-19 coronavirus. And we've seen Weinstein and all those indictments coming. So the left-wing Democratic media, the propaganda press, Hollywood, the Ivy League stuff. And now we're finally starting to see it get to the government, not just where they have made mincemeat out of their arguments, but the indictments are coming. And I think Trump understands that if he doesn't do this, they will keep coming after him. There was some judge that wanted to bring out the unredacted Mueller report. I mean, they are very desperate, and they're just telling the same lies all over. But Charles Edwards was the former acting inspector general for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, has been indicted on 16 counts relating to a scheme to steal software and databases containing the personal information of government employees so he could sell an enhanced version of that software to the Department of Agriculture, the Justice Department announced on Friday. So this is really interesting. Edwards and Murali Yamazula Venkata, 50-year-old former subordinate, were charged with conspiracy to commit theft of government property and to defraud the United States, theft of government property, wire fraud, and aggravated identity theft. And so you got to watch the way these stories, just the way this is written, is propaganda press. And now he was also charged with destruction of records. Well, gee, that sounds like, let me think, Kent, who's that sound like?
Hillary.
But see, they put that in the next paragraph because maybe you won't read that far and you'll start to connect the dots. And the DOJ alleges that between 2014 and 2017, interesting, they Edwards and Venkata stole software and records containing the personal identifying information of DHS and the Postal Service employees so that Edwards' company, Delta Business Solutions, could sell an enhanced version of the software to the Department of State at a profit. Okay, but the DOJ also alleges he continued to leverage his relationship with Venkata and other DHS employees to execute the scheme after he left office. So this is really, yeah, there are charges and it's theft. But when you're stealing information like this, you know, in the spy world, we call this espionage as well. And this was Obama's hand-picked guy for this. So this is really good news. And for all of you who have been waiting for indictments and have said, hey, when are the indictments? What's going on? When's this ever going to happen? There is the, not the first, there have been other indictments, of course, but, you know, we were all very upset when McCabe didn't get indicted. No one more upset than me, for sure, but this is just yet another Obama scandal. Of course, the beginning scandal is Fast and Furious, and then there's Benghazi, and then there's Iran, and then there's Syria, and then there's the IRS, and then there's the NSA. And so this is really important because the IG, remember the IG report that we just went over, is really important that the guys that are supposed to be making sure everything is legitimate was himself crooked. And remember, if you just go back to my stuff at Fast and Furious, the emails of Fast and Furious go back all the way to the White House. And of course, Obama invoked executive privilege for himself, for Holder, who I had a EO complaint against, for Holder's wife, and just for good measure, Holder's mother-in-law. And of course, the Dems did not impeach Obama for that. The hypocrisy knows no bounds. But that is good news, and we should expect more of that. And what they're going to do, and because I did this, okay, I was talking about, you know, my cases, and maybe I'll talk about them more if I have time. You know, I've heard from some folks that like me to talk about that. And I don't mind talking about it. It's just that there's always so much more to talk about. But that's what you do. You flip up. So when I was a young agent down in Nogales, you know, I got an informant, and he gave me a truck company, and I finally caught that truck company with 4,000 pounds of marijuana, and I was talking to the driver, and then, you know, I flipped the driver right at the end, and then he gave me the next guy, and he gave me the next guy, and all the way up down into Mexico. And that's back when the DEA was still an effective, real organization before it was just an extension of government tyranny and doing real cases. You know, 4,000 pounds of marijuana, even today, is nothing to blow off. And, you know, my biggest hit of marijuana was 10,000 pounds of marijuana. My biggest coke hit was 2,000 pounds of cocaine. This was in the early 90s. They tend to break the shipments down now. But what you do is you get one guy and you flip him. And then you go up. Now, that can go too far. The FBI continues to go up and up. But I hope and pray that that is not what Trump is doing, that, because otherwise we'll never get to the bottom of this. And if Hillary gets back in there, all this stuff will continue to disappear. And that's why, as a two-time loser for the presidency, she's going to get on the ticket with Biden, two-time loser as well. It's not because they don't know they're ridiculous. It's because they have to do it. If they don't do it, they're afraid they may going to go to jail. And that's why I think she was on CNN this morning, because when Trump says, "Hey, I'd lock you up," and everybody at the events, the hundreds of thousands of people at the Trump events are chanting, "Lock her up." You know, that's scary, and that's good.
And the docuseries.
And the, oh yeah, and the docuseries. Well, the docuseries. The docuseries. Who's putting the docuseries out?
Netflix.
Yeah. Right. And who's running Netflix?
Well, Democrats.
Susan Benghazi is just because of a video, Rice. And who's behind Susan Rice at Netflix? The Obamas. So this is propaganda press, deep state, fake news being pushed. And I'm gonna dive into that as well. So you should be able to start connecting the dots here. But lots more good news is, so remember how I've been saying, and this is kind of one of my questions I ask people when I start talking about, you do know there's no evidence that the Russians hacked the DNC, right? And people are like looking at me, even government intelligence officers look at me, youngsters. I'm like, oh my God, you don't know that? So, you know, I've to sum up, okay, they say all the intelligence agencies say that happened. No, they don't. NSA didn't. We've talked about that to a deep dive. And they said, well, the FBI said it happened. Mueller quotes that in his reports. Well, that is incorrect. That is not true. It was the FBI never got the DNC servers. It was a company called CrowdStrike that got the servers that was hired by the DNC. But wait till I tell you what CrowdStrike is now saying right after this break. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection All Work Studios. Right back with you after this. Jeff Prather, Prather Point, Perfection All Work Studios. Perfect. Ken, thanks for throwing that in there. That's awesome. Okay. So, and by the way, the indictment comes out of the D.C. Attorney's Office, Washington District of Columbia Attorney's Office. So remember how they were moving things out because the deep state was there? That's going to really scare them because it is that indictment of Obama's DHS, Edwards, is coming right out of the D.C. Attorney General's Office. Very, very scary. Every state, of course, has an attorney general. Assistant Attorney, State Attorney General. Like I worked with Paul Charlton. He was the federal U.S. Attorney General in Arizona. Worked with him in Mexico when I was a hero before I went to be a zero with DEA. But anyway, so driving back into what's going on with CrowdStrike. So my blurb, my commercial just said it all. But the other day, CrowdStrike came out and said that the article states, so there was an article out accusing CrowdStrike, and CrowdStrike's public relations person sent an email saying the article states that FBI was denied access to the emails, and the conclusion that they were stolen and released by Russian intelligence operatives was made by the DNC-hired cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, which has ties to Ukrainian oligarchs and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is incorrect. CrowdStrike's founders have no connections to Ukraine. The company also provided all forensic evidence and analysis to the FBI that they requested. And the conclusions have been fully supported by the U.S. Intelligence Committee. That's not true. Additionally, CrowdStrike was hired by the DNC to respond to the suspected breach of its servers and did not do any investigations around the release of the information. So note that again. We did not do any of the investigations around the release of the information. So the FBI didn't get the servers. CrowdStrike didn't get the servers. And what is being said is that after 3.5 years of fraudulent Russian collusion scam being repeated so often, that's the propaganda press with fake news from the deep state, even CrowdStrike is now denying that. So why? Why is that good and why is that important? Because the investigators are closing in. Otherwise, why would they not just continue to be silent? The reason they are saying something now is to get it on the record publicly because the investigators are closing. And that's what I think as a 19-year criminal investigator, GS-13, Step 7 DEA special agent, having done lots of investigations. So I think this is more good news, and I hope you are following me with this. So if CrowdStrike said they didn't do it and the FBI didn't get the servers, then who said that the Russians hacked the DNC? So the FBI has a bunch of wanted, you know, you've seen the posters in the post office, and three of the Russians are GRU. Russian military intelligence that are supposedly on the posters were working on CrowdStrike. I've done previous shows where I've said that these guys aren't even real people. But without getting into really deep on this, they're saying that Guccifer, if you remember Guccifer from back in 2016, was a Romanian, but he didn't speak very good Romanian, so they think he was Russian. This is very weak. And these 10 Russians are never going to get indicted at all. That's why it's safe for them to indict them. That's why it's safe. They're not even real people. But this brings us to the Stone indictment. But I got a call, so I will take a break here. And Paul, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah, thank you. Another good show. I don't think you're a lawyer, but I'm sure that you have been in court martials, involved in them, and also as a juror in civilian cases. But here's my problem. Do you really think that Hillary was indicted in Washington, D.C. courts, that there would really get 12 people to convict her? I mean, the chances are that are 1 in a million.
Well, so I have not been in any court martials, but I've sat at the front table with assisting United States attorneys when I put drug dealers in jail for 30 years. That's what I was talking about before. And no, I don't think she would in D.C., but it's possible that they would move the trial somewhere else. But my point here is they're starting to work their way up the ladder. And we've been saying, where are the indictments? And now there are indictments. And it's not like there's two. There's 16 indictments. So, you know, even if you have that, that leaves 8 indictments. So probably they're going to see if this guy wants to trade information. Because remember, he was handpicked by Obama. And remember, Obama's going real quiet. He went over to Italy to find Mifsud and everything. But this is good news. So not in D.C., but I think someplace else they could. But thanks for the call, Paul. But let me get back to this. So there's a lot of reasons why these Russian GRU officers aren't for real. I've talked about that before. But let's get to who was indicted and who was arrested by 10 agents with long guns, with boats out behind his house, is Roger Stone. And was given a terrible sentence, and everybody's really aware of that. And of course, the charges were almost nothing because Hillary's people did all the same things, minor campaign violations, and Ilhan Omar just had to pay a $500 fine for all of her crimes. But Stone, you know, is gets the book thrown at him. Why? Because Stone claimed that the DN servers in 2016 were never examined by CrowdStrike and asked for proof of that in his case. And my colleague, Tony Schaefer, who was at DIA, he was in Afghanistan doing real stuff when I was sitting in D.C. in 2004, says, after speaking with my sources, my FBI sources, with direct knowledge of the handling of the DNC server, it's true. There was no direct examination or physical custody of the DNC server. So there's another intelligence professional, a colleague of mine. There's Roger Stone. And now you start to see why they had to go after Roger Stone and also why they had to go after Flynn. Because Flynn had said, hey, the intelligence community has become corrupt and I am going to reform it. He also said, I'm not going to disbelieve Pizzagate until I get in there and find out all the facts. So it's not random at all if you connect the dots. And I want you to see the whole picture, and I hope you are. And remember now, NSA whistleblower Bill Binney, I'd love to have him on the show, who examined the forensics, said that the way it could not have been done by spear phishing, you couldn't download that metadata in that time frame, and he said that to the FBI, and the FBI was not interested in looking at his data. So they didn't get the servers. CrowdStrike didn't do it. The FBI wasn't looking at their data. So who put this out there? Binney's claims that the Mueller gang wouldn't even look at his data because they knew it would show something different than what they presented. And that's what I've been saying all along, is the whole investigation was a sham and the Mueller report was a hoax of a sham. And I know because they did the same exact template to me a decade ago. And again, last year, they came after me. And it's not fun, but it all falls apart. And that's one reason why, you know, Kent, you were asking me before the show about why is everything about the coronavirus? You know, it's not as bad as influenza. Well, why do you think? Why do you think they're spending so much time on the coronavirus?
Distraction.
Distraction. That's right. It's a distraction. Not that the coronavirus isn't serious, and I'm going to get to that, that it is biowarfare engineered, but it's interesting the timing that as well, isn't it? And what's going on with Flynn's case? It's falling apart as well, and he has finally got a competent lawyer in there. I forget the lady's name. She's often on Fox News as well. But something else, if we go back in time and look and do a little investigative and intelligence work, that CrowdStrike had a period of performance on behalf of the FBI between 2015 and 2016. So not only what I'm telling you is that not only did the DNC employ CrowdStrike, the FBI employed CrowdStrike. And this is not new. This is just me doing digging. So in April 2016, 2 months before the June report was issued, former President Barack Obama appointed Stephen Chbosky, general counsel and chief risk officer for CrowdStrike, to a presidential commission for enhancing cyber security. So let me say that again. In 2016, Obama appoints the CrowdStrike owner to a presidential commission for enhancing cyber. How'd that work out for the elections, by the way, the cybersecurity? Oh, the Russians influenced. It's kind of like global warming. They started with global warming, and that they did it. Oh, we flicked the dumbbell. Climate change, yes. Today it's raining. Tomorrow it won't be raining. And I'm not. It's not that I'm not against the environment, by the way. I certainly am. From my Apache heritage, native heritage, Mother Earth and Father Sky are so important to us. But really, that's all about desertification. Desertification is because there aren't large herds of hoofed animals going across the plains and making hoof prints and eating and pooping and bringing back the grass. It's desertification. It's not climate change or global warming. It's too many fences. We got something to say there, Kent? No? Okay. You look like you did.
Just listen intently.
Oh, good. But that's from a native perspective, okay, without any kind of political agenda there. But understand what I just said, okay? CrowdStrike was working for the DNC and at the same time period working for the FBI for and was put there by President Obama. He appointed him general counsel and chief risk officer for CrowdStrike to a presidential commission for enhancing cybersecurity. Oh, yeah. And Obama's DHS IG was just indicted. So why do you think this is coming out now? Because Chbosky and CrowdStrike are going, hey, we don't want to get indicted. We'll talk. This is Jeff Prather on the Prather Point in the Perfection Network Studios. Right back with you after this. Prather on the Prather Point, the Perfection Network Studios. Right back with you, 520-790-2040. I'm going to try and pick up the pace without speaking too fast, because my wife always says, slow down. And I have a big seminar after this. I'm doing a security seminar for a church and a school, because that's something I do. You can always look at warriorschool.com for that. But you want the good news or the bad news first, Kent?
Bad news.
It's me too. I always want the bad news first. So the bad news is that it's confirmed that COVID-19, the coronavirus, is found to contain a unique gain of function property. And what does that really mean in regular terms? It means that it was engineered. I've been saying that for some time, is it was engineered as an offensive biological warfare weapon designed to target human beings, not necessarily to kill them. It's a marker. And this starts to get into CRISPR and genetic editing and stuff like that. But it has unique features. And this was published in a peer-reviewed journal of antiviral research, volume 16, April 2020, entitled The Spike Glycoprotein of the New Coronavirus 2019 nCoV Contains a Furin-like cleavage site absent in COV of the same clade. It reveals that the COVID-19 coronavirus contains unique features that allow it to function as more of an efficient weapon system for human-to-human transmission, which explains why the virus has been impossible to contain, even under quarantine conditions, which have universally failed in China, Japan, Korea, and elsewhere. This is what they're saying by the gain of function. Further, the science paper finds that there is no viral ancestry to the COVID-19 coronavirus. What's that mean? It means it did not evolve from nature. It was engineered. And the science paper authors also state that the coronavirus elements from MIR stating before the emergence of 2019 nCoV, this important feature was not observed in the lineage B of beta coronaviruses. Okay, so that's getting kind of technical, but I do work in the corporate intelligence field and am pretty aware of this. And there is a lot of skullduggery behind the export of the coronavirus around the world. There have been medical doctors, who, not just in China, but in America. You just haven't heard about it, and you're not going to hear about it. Because, and this is probably classified. So that's the bad news. The good news is the Migal Research Institute, based in northern Israel, says they may have developed a coronavirus vaccine that is game-changing. Migal CEO David Zagan told the press recently. And it was for the past 4 years, they have been working on developing a vaccine for coronavirus in chickens when the human outbreak of the disease accelerated a few months ago. So why Israel? Well, because Israel is surrounded by enemies all the time, and they have to pay attention to NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical. This would be under biological. And, you know, I'm well-published, and usually it's martial arts or firearms, but I've also published NBC articles in tactical journals as well, the great thing about it being out of Israel is they will get through it fast. They have a lot less bureaucracy than we do. But it's real interesting that they're talking about in chickens, because what just emerged this past week near Wuhan as well is a 60% mortality rate in an avian flu. So is that a coincidence? I don't think so. The question is, who released this and why? And I don't know the answer to that yet. But we'll see. So I hope you're following me today. I know I'm covering a lot and moving quickly, but 527-90-2040. Moving on, the Hunt film is out. That is the Hollywood film that they held back because that was deep state elites and leftist hunting regular citizens, and that came out. So they're failing to stop that, and that is real important. You know, when you saw Captain America come out, Captain America was a very kind of World War II kind of came off of Audie Murphy. And so the deep state propaganda machine is failing. You know, Netflix is failing. And getting and speaking of Netflix, well, I will say one thing. I had a request to talk about UFOs, and I'll try and do more on UFOs. So I'm a big science fiction guy, Star Trek fan. Even my kids watch the original Star Trek. But I think there's, you know, the Army has said there's UFOs, and that UFO is just unidentified flying object. Navy has said that. Air Force has said that. Space Force. I will tell you how we end poverty and get to Gene Roddenberry's dream, though, is asteroid mining. When that happens and the minerals come in, come down, then that will be the end of true poverty. That's kind of Gene Roddenberry's dream. But anyway, I wanted to pay attention to that phone call I got last week from that listener. And I'll try and do more on that in the future. Some of that is CIA. Some of that was Nazi stuff. And some of that is totally, unexplained. But real aliens would be really tough to understand, kind of like ball lightning, because if they're really that alien, we wouldn't even recognize them. But anyway, a lot more to come. But Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the phone. You're on the show.
Yeah, another great show, and people out there hopefully are going to Patreon and providing funds so we can keep him on the air.
I'm not on Patreon. I'm on, so you can, I have a donate, thanks for putting that out. I have a donate button at jeffreyprather.com now for PayPal, or you can go to gogetfunding.com. But yeah, please do. Thanks.
Not to be creating some more myths or whatever, but you might have heard of Dmitry Alperovich. I don't know if you know that name.
Not off the top of my head.
Dmitry Alperovich. He's the co-founder and the chief technical officer of, guess what? CrowdStrike. And his father is Mikhail, Alperovich. Anyway, born in Russia. They're both born in Russia. So who has the Russian connections?
Excellent.
And now there's also other Russian connections with various, let's call them computer technology clubs between the United States and Russia. And, of course, Russia and Ukraine are heavily involved in computer kinds of activities, let's put it that way. And so there's a big connection there.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. And again, so why are they doing this? Why is Hillary, going back through all this? Why is the judge trying to bring back the Mueller report? Because they have to, because the indictments have started. Why is CrowdStrike speaking up all of a sudden? Because I think they have to. And I think I put a good case together for that. But that's a great point. Thanks, Mark.
I'm not saying that Dmitry Alperovich is a Russian operative. He's probably maybe more American than Russian. He was born there. I don't know how old he was when he came here, but I think he went to American universities. So, but anyway, there's a strong connection, in my opinion. And so here's another conspiracy.
Yeah, well, they were, the Dems and the Mueller report were like, well, Trump said on the air, hey, Russians, can you find those 33,000 right. emails? I mean, and they were at a dinner someplace with, 100 people, and they're like, oh, that was a meeting, which is ridiculous. So, yeah, but the hypocrisy knows no bounds. But thanks for the call, Mark.
Thanks a lot.
So, and thanks for the shout out. Yeah, I do need the support. If you it's not a given. Mike Emery can't do it all. I do need the support for the show. So go to jeffreyprather.com, PayPal, or go to gogetfunding.com, the Prather Point. And you can always email. I got to look at Jeffrey Prather and subscribe. It's I've got an email there, jp@jeffreyprather.com now. You can always reach me at 520-241-7690. That's not the show. That's Warrior School phone. But jp@jeffreyprather.com as well, because I've gotten a couple calls. I talk about UFOs and stuff. But getting back to, as I have a little bit of time left, so I was talking about Kiki and, my whole story in covert operations and everything last time. And so I started watching Narcos on Netflix again. But, everybody turns on Netflix. You can only stand it for so long. And, it kind of starts out okay, but it goes south really fast. And they even have Kukendall, who was Kiki's supervisor on there. And he told the Netflix guys about the truth of what was going on there, but they ignored him. And there's been other movies made that were much better. But why would they do that is the point. And why would they do it on Netflix? Well, remember, Netflix is run by Susan Benghazi, is a video Rice working for the Obamas. This is just like, I stopped watching it, the designated survivor president who has the transvestite brother on the bed of his 8-year-old daughter. This is all socialization and propaganda and behavior modification. So the show dismisses completely Mika, Comrade, Kiki's wife, she's not even in there, which would be a great true story. I mentioned her. And it doesn't mention that Felix Gallardo, it doesn't even mention the guys I was doing, Rafael and Miguel Caro Quintero. It always goes to Felix Gallardo. But it has the CIA, but it has him suggesting the CIA. Except that, you know what? Felix Gallardo was at the Bay of Pigs with the CIA. And then who was flying the coke in? Barry Seal, who was the Special Forces and CIA. Ah, I think I see some connection here. So, this is good news. Keep the faith. Jeffrey Prather on the Prather Point, back with you next week, telling you the truth and dispelling fake news from the deep state.